Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
About the sister?
Yeah. Well, is it her?
There's only one, bro.
I know, but is it? It might. I don't know if it's her or not.
What do you mean her face looks different?
I don't know. You got to Google her. You got to Google
Mark
her.
Mark Voorhees.
Yeah.
She was good looking on that show.
Yes, dude. Oh, she does not look the same.
What happened to
something
her?
Something wrong with Lark, man. Someone wrong.
Well, they said that there was in the streets. So I thought either she was crazy or Martin was crazy or somebody got crazy.
Yeah, like something. I don't know.
What do you mean she changed? She looks fine.
I mean, this is her today.
She's at Nashville. She's born in Nashville.
There's like a sunglasses on the eyes thing she's got.
I think she had like some. She had like some work done that I don't think went well or something. Like again, like she doesn't look. I get that people age.
You act like she's defaced, like she can't even go out in public or something.
I think
anymore.
She had lupus, John.
Yeah, like come on, bro.
What?
I think she had lupus. It says on Instagram Wednesday.
Exactly. It's probably
this is
a
from RadarOnline.com. Wednesday, an 8-year-old battle with lupus was revealed. The cause of her dramatic appearance change in recent years.
Oh, Mark, yeah, Voorhees. Sorry. Right. Acting Jesus, like she John. Could help it or she
I didn't
did
know
it to
she
herself.
Had lupus. Well, I'm sorry. I apologize to Mark Voorhees. That was not what I was trying to get at today, though. I was trying to get at, can we never just let a series or a movie just be? Like, do we have to bring everything back?
I didn't watch Beverly Hills 90210 back then. But I've out of the corner of my eye, seen it on before I switched to another channel. And it looks ridiculous. Bringing all them folks back. They're all old now.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of them have had plastic surgery.
Yes.
And now I'm supposed to care about their life. Come on, man. Don't bring that back on me. I don't care then. I don't care now.
The problem is our nostalgic memories of this stuff is way better than what that reboot ultimately looks like. Like, everybody loves that thought of Saved by the Bell and Lark Voorhees and the principal and all this stuff. But when you start rebooting this crap and you bring it back, you're like, maybe we just should have left it.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like sometimes we should leave things in their time capsules. You know what I mean? Like, and I get that there's an appetite for some shows. Like, everything comes back eventually. Like, it just, that's the way it goes. But I just feel like there are some shows that we should just preserve and that should just always be. You know, I think that is like Saved by the Bell is one of them because like the high school experience in 2019 is so much freaking different.
I don't know if like Saved by the Bell is one of them. The Sopranos is one of them.
Well,
like that's
yeah,
you know
they
what
probably
mean?
Like can't bring that one back.
Was that for some people?
I mean, high school is not the same anymore, though. You know, high school is not even anywhere close to the same.
I guess a lot of people watch Screech. Screech didn't do well.
No, he's going through it.
Yeah.
I think he's still going through it.
Still?
Oh, yeah. Like he's had run-ins, you know. I don't want to misspeak for him, but I mean, like that's out there.
You misspoke for Lark.
Well,
so,
no, I just didn't realize she does look different.
She did that to herself.
Yeah, and I apologize. I didn't know it was a result of lupus, and I apologize.
Dustin Diamond
is his name. Yeah.
He has been through some struggles.
Yeah. I know he definitely has. Mm. So anyway, there you go. Saved by the Bell is coming back, and sometimes I just don't think that it should. Sometimes shows should just be left alone.
I think that's fair.
You know what I mean?
For some.
And keep things as they are. Okay, we will come back. Travis King going to join us in studio at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the event that he's got coming up
this weekend.
Yeah. And more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Restaurants are kind of like sports teams. You have your minor leagues all the way up to the professionals. If you're looking to move your palate up to the next level, stop by South of Beale. Start off with a delicious salad you won't find anywhere else. You'll become a lifetime fan of South of Beale's world-class kitchen, featuring incredible entrees like the pan-seared salmon or steak and mac. South of Beale is where the who's who of Memphis go to eat, drink, and feel like an all-star. Step on up to the plate of Big League Diamond. South of Beale, 361 South Main in Memphis.
The only thing for certain with the change of seasons is constantly fluctuating outdoor temperatures. But with a new high-efficiency Trane home comfort system from Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning, you can count on comfortable temperatures inside your home every day of the year. Let Landmark upgrade your old, inefficient home comfort system today and take up to 36 months to pay, interest-free.
Call us today to schedule your free in-home assessment at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Ready to get away to a place that's uniquely magical? Then enter for a chance to win a uniquely Orlando sweepstakes. Go to visitorlando.com and enter to win an Orlando vacation, including a four-night hotel, theme park tickets, and more. Enter at visitorlando.com/trip.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support. It's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 9/29/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Transform your home, you want to add some value to your home, then you need to pick up the phone and call my man Chip Wiggins at Affordable Blinds and Shutters. 901-753-5822. That's what I did. I needed some shutters for my house, needed some blinds. He actually came to my house on a Saturday. It was raining outside. It was a Saturday. He came anyway, brought the whole mobile showroom. We went through a bunch of different options for the windows. We settled on the plantation shutters, and they look absolutely gorgeous, and they added a little bit of value to the home. That is always a plus. Call them today, 901-753-5822. They offer custom products to fit your budget at wholesale prices, and everything is custom for your home. Call today, 901-753-5822. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN. Travis King going to join us in studio at 125. He's having a Memphis Basketball Legends weekend this weekend.
And so a lot of ballers supposed to be in town.
No doubt. I mean, Memphis Basketball Legends.
Including one of that is not a Memphis Basketball Legend, I guess could have been at one point, but a former player, former All-Star, he represented Amari Stoudemire, supposed to be in town this weekend for these events. So we'll see.
Did we miss anybody anybody obvious on the top three HBO list?
Oh,
that you got?
Oh, I mean, yeah, there were a ton of them, but there are almost so many you don't want to go back
right.
And leave anybody out.
Well, you know what?
You could do a 3-hour show on that, all of HBO's old shows.
We'll do that tomorrow for sure. In the meantime, Eli Manning has been benched in New York, Jason. He is no longer the starting quarterback with the Giants. It's Daniel Jones' time in New York. Now, I asked Joe, I'll ask you, what do you think this will look like? Do you think, because your sort of point was that the receivers kind of have given up, right? Like the receivers have kind of given up.
Saquon Barkley, you hope that this is kind of like a jump start.
Yes. Yeah. Do you think it will look good? Do you think Daniel Jones will step in and he'll look like the preseason Daniel Jones, or do you see him struggling?
No, I mean, look, preseason Daniel Jones was almost unstoppable. What I say, I don't have it in front of me again now, but I think it was 25 of 30 in the preseason. Like, he barely missed any passes. And again, a lot of that was against third and fourth string defenses. In some instances, a little better. But, you know, no, it's not going to be as easy as that for Daniel Jones once he gets in there. Now, that said, look, I'm going to raise my hand and say I was wrong about this guy because I was the one, I was one of the ones on that crew, and y'all know I'll say it when I'm wrong. During draft night, they said, what are you doing, Giants? Like, this was a guy who was not on the radar in terms of being taken that high. We all thought the Giants could have gotten him later on. Like, what's the point of going up to six to get him if nobody else in the NFL was going to do that? You guys could have waited until later on. So, and much of that based on, look, it was at Duke. Everybody says he looks like Eli and looks like the Mannings and, of course, has been trained by a Cutcliffe like they were. And he's got all the pedigree, right, the Manning pedigree. But that doesn't mean anything. I mean, that doesn't mean a thing at all. And mine was more based on what has he done. And so here we are, and I don't want to say that this kid's the next coming and he's a Hall of Famer already because that's got to be decided. But what you saw in that preseason was a guy who was poised, maybe even beyond where he's supposed to be in terms of the time he played in college. He looked like it was his show. And, again, it's not against first-team defenses. That's what he'll face, John, when he gets there. So it will be rougher. But I think just by having Daniel Jones in there, it's going to raise the level of play of other guys because right. now guys are going to be more excited about, oh, this is our future. Let me go out here and give it my all. Rather than you got the old in there, we're not going to get anywhere with Eli, and it's the attitude and the go-to and all of that stuff. I think it gets better around Daniel once you put him in.
Yes.
I think it's sort of some eyebrows get lifted. He'll struggle. They're not a playoff team with him this year. There's no way. They need more around him. But it could go decent and certainly more decent than it was going to go this year with Eli. I think you had a team that's pretty much given up on him.
Now, that there is no question about it that offense is not very good. Like, regardless of who the quarterback is, like, I mean, their number one receiver is, I guess, Golden Tate when he comes back from suspension, you know? I mean, that's not going to get it done, you know?
I mean, their number one receiver really is Evan Engram, a
right,
tight end,
exactly.
Who's getting the ball the most. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Saquon Barkley, who's sitting there, and you can box it up on him and sort of dare these guys to throw it on you, and Eli just wasn't getting it down the field like he used to.
And so, you know, maybe that's where
should open up everybody. Should open up for Saquon, too.
You know, maybe that is an area where it helps, right? Like, just the ability to throw it downfield a little bit more, have a little bit more confidence in the arm strength. That is true. I don't think it's going to transform the Giants in any way. I mean, this is just a move that they know they had to make, whether it was now or later, and they're going to go with now. Because the Giants are obviously, as we know, 0-2. They're not going anywhere. You drafted him in the top six. You might as well play him. That makes sense. Now the question is our man? I guess one is where does Eli Manning go from here? Does he play somewhere else? You know, the Saints don't make a lot of sense because Drew Brees is only coming.
Saints made no sense.
He's only going to be gone for 6 weeks, and they just gave Teddy Bridgewater a guaranteed contract in the offseason. Like, he's going to play. And he's going to start for the New Orleans Saints. Jacksonville, maybe. You know, Gardner Minshew looked good for them, but, you know, it's not like they have a ton invested in him. You know, could they bring – if they feel like they're close, which I don't know if they do or not, if they feel like they're close to win the division, but they're also about to trade Ramsey, so that might change.
Forget feel like you're close to a Super Bowl, but feel like you're close to winning the division, which gets you a shot in the playoffs, and then it's anybody's game? Like, couldn't you talk yourself into that if you're Jacksonville?
I mean – You
literally were a 2-point conversion away from beating Houston, which, if I'm not mistaken, is right there in terms of the division lead, right with everybody else that's 1-1.
If you trade Ramsey, though, it's harder to talk yourself into that. If you ship out Jalen Ramsey, one of your best defenders, like it's harder to justify like going out and getting Eli, because like you're losing to such a big piece of your defense, which is kind of what characterizes you.
Well, again, I'm not sure Ramsey's still the best. He's the best talker. I'm not sure he's still the best cornerback on that defense. And again, if you're Doug Marrone and you think you've got a chance to win the division, you want to get rid of Jalen Ramsey anyway because he's going to end up being a problem in your locker room, if not, maybe turn some guys against you. So I got to think if you're Doug Marrone, who's going to that front office and saying, look, I think we can win this division,
yeah,
it would be absolutely, we can still be fine. Let's trade Ramsey and still absolutely go. I mean, I see how you're trying to tie those two together, but I bet you, I know the head coach is not looking at it that way. I mean, if especially if you can get a first rounder for Ramsey and you'd still feel like you can be competitive. He ain't the only good thing on that defense is the point. And I think you could still be competitive in that wide open division without him. You could trade him and still make the move.
So anyway, that's the question. It's like, you know, does Jacksonville make sense for him? Pittsburgh, it seems like, is going to just stick with Mason Rudolph, and they already.
I mean, the Jets got Sam coming back, and he's right. The future, so you don't need to go do that.
So I don't know. Like, I don't know. You know,
Jacksonville makes the most sense to me.
Or Carolina, you know, depending on how serious the Cam Newton injury is.
Yeah, I don't think that it's like, you know, that
he
it's
ain't
over
been the same though. I mean, he ain't looked good, Cam Newton. I mean, he went eight straight losses as a starter, eight quarters. to start the year without throwing a touchdown pass.
But are they kind of close to anything? They're not close to winning that division.
Right.
You know, that's still the same since Breeze will only be out six
games.
No,
so I don't know. Like, there aren't that many options. There are a lot of injuries, but there aren't that many options like you might think. So maybe Jacksonville is the place. Maybe Jacksonville is where, you know, Eli Manning does end up. And then, of course, the question, sort of the larger question overall is he a Hall of Fame quarterback? Now, Danny Cannell says no questions asked. Look at some of the other quarterbacks who were in the Hall of Fame. He is definitely a Hall of Fame.
Why do you think Joe said no?
I mean, because, like, I think because when you think of Hall of Fame quarterbacks, you think of Tom Brady. You think of Brett Favre. You think of, you think of just the great ones. You know what I mean? Like, you think of guys who, you know, were MVPs in the regular season. You think about guys who led the season in passing yardage. You know what I mean? Like, Eli led the league in interceptions 3 years in his career. You know, so I think I would say because of that, you know, because of that, that's why I think the casual person would say, oh, no, Eli Manning's not a, you know, he was never, you know, he wasn't ever an Aaron Rodgers type. You know, right. he was never like a Joe Montana. He was just a game manager who happened to win two Super Bowls. And there are some people who take issue too, Jason, with him being awarded the Super Bowl MVP twice. Some people say he was bailed out by his defensive line in both of those games, which, again, there are two sides of the ball, you know, like they're, like that happens. But I don't know. I think it's close. I think it's very close.
Yeah, I just wonder. I mean, it's, you believe it. I think he's a Hall of Famer. 11 of 13 Hall of Famers. We talked about the poll we looked at earlier. 11 of 13 guys that are in right now thought Eli should be in. The other two didn't think no. They were just kind of on the fence. They wanted to see him do a little bit more. And so just to hear a guy who's won a Super Bowl himself. You know, Joe, I don't know. I think I was a little bit surprised by that he's not on board. But maybe not surprised, too, in the sense that Joe's won one. He doesn't see greatness when he looks at Eli. He sees a guy that showed up and just kind of got it done with a good defense, to your point, and with some receivers that made some plays down the stretch. So I don't think Joe's hating on him, but I am a little bit surprised he doesn't have him in the Hall of Fame. You get two. What we say, there's one guy out there, Plunkett.
Jim Plunkett.
Has two and didn't get in.
Right.
So that seems to put you in a select class.
I think ultimately, you know, and Eli was Walter Payton Man of the Year. You know, like, I think that stuff matters to voters. Now, again, Isaac Bruce still waiting to get in.
Well, he's in next. He's up next.
We certainly hope so.
They had to get past T.O. and Randy Moss.
But there are guys who are still waiting, you know, to get in the Hall of Fame. Their voters are finicky, you know, and I think they're going to look at – but at the end of the day, two Super Bowl rings, two Super Bowl MVPs, and he's got – just because of his – how long he's played and just sort of the league that he came in to, like, he's going to end up being top 10 in pretty much all the major passing categories. You know, because he played so long. You know, he's got 56,000 yards passing. You know, he's going to probably get in. And you know, the record is what it is. You know, it's 500. But, you know, I think you just keep coming back to this. If he had just won, you know, if he had just won the Super Bowl twice, maybe we're having a different conversation. You know? Maybe if he had just won.
But he's MVP. He's in the middle of it.
Like, Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Right.
It can happen. It can happen.
Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl.
Exactly. And those guys, you know, those guys are not even were in the discussion for Hall of Fame.
Jim McMahon won a Super Bowl.
But two, and to be the MVP twice, I think that gets you in. Well, do you have a if it's over, I don't know if it's a career for Eli Manning, but if it is, do you have an Eli Manning memory that you would like to share on this day?
I don't think he gets enough credit for how funny he is because his brother's so much funnier.
Wow.
I just have to, you know. Don't you hate that for Eli's that it, seriously, for those of you all that have been the little brother in the relationship, that you'll always be compared to big brother? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now the fact that, you know, he got his two rings right before Peyton got his second. Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm.
And see, once Peyton got two, right, just like Eli, there was nothing anymore for little brother to say, hey, I've got over you. And so I've always thought, even whether it's the DirecTV commercials or whatever, it's just always been the shadow of Peyton. And I guess even winning two Super Bowls, John, and getting to the Hall of Fame won't get you out of that shadow because Peyton's done all that too.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a hard existence, you know. And I imagine that is probably
it's much easier to do. I imagine when you're a millionaire, right, and you can just kind of tune Peyton out.
Yeah.
Older brother, but my gosh, does the man get everything? I mean, he's got the Insider Series now on ESPN. Everybody's loving, talking about how hilarious it is. You think Eli's going to get one of them? after he's done?
Yeah, I mean,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah, you know,
he's
you're
not
right.
Unless he wants to be on Peyton's show.
Well, that'd be good. That'd be a good show, I think. You know, and you're right. I mean, Eli did get one more MVP though. Eli's got two of those.
Peyton one more only got Super one. Bowl MVP.
Yeah, he's got one more. So he does have, but he does have a leg up in that category. But yes, I mean, Peyton Manning backed into the second Super Bowl. You know,
one is considered great. The other one is considered. Yeah, we'll let him in because he's got two Super Bowls. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not changing. And so I just that'd be a hell of a thing on your. I'm sure it's like I said, it's easier to not worry about when you've made the millions that Eli has. But that's just that man. You're just always in that little shadow. That ain't fun.
No, it's not. But you know what? Eli's gonna be okay, man. He's gonna be okay. Cool. And he knows
how to handle it.
The Manning legacy, by the way, it's not over. It doesn't have to be over just yet.
Sorry,
Cooper's son. Cooper Manning.
What?
He has a son named Arch Manning.
Is he a receiver like
his
daddy?
He's a quarterback. He's a quarterback in the class of 2023.
Imagine that.
So he's at Isidore Newman in New Orleans. So he might be, I mean, he's freaking Manning. He has no choice but to be awesome at football.
No, well, I mean, he's from Cooper, though.
Yeah, but Cooper was awesome, dude. The thing that people say about Cooper is that
he was an awesome receiver.
They say he might have gone to be the best one, but he had he got hurt.
So he was going to be like Edelman.
Hey, look it up, man. I didn't say it. People said it. Mm-hmm. I can't believe you just dismissed it.
It's true.
How are you going to just dismiss Cooper like that?
I'm just going to say he wasn't going to be OBJ or anything. Like, who was Cooper going to be? Was he going to be Edelman? Was he going to be Humphreys with the Titans? Like,
Humphreys?
Who was he going to be?
That is disrespectful.
Bleacher Report.
You act like this man's going to be Wes Welker.
He's going to at least be Wes Welker.
Here's the stats on Eli. They just put these bullet points out of Bleacher Report. 16 years, 232 starts. The record, obviously 500, not great. Two Super Bowls, two Super Bowl MVPs. 362 touchdowns, which is eighth all-time. Yards, he's seventh all-time, 56,000 yards. Yeah. By the way, Favre and a lot of these guys throw interceptions, too.
Quarterbacks throw picks. We're not holding that against him.
He's in the Hall of Fame, Brad. Let's hear Cooper's numbers of what he was going to be. I thought maybe you had all of Cooper's numbers.
John is right.
He's the next Larry Fitzgerald, apparently.
People, when you listen to them talk, and maybe it's because they're trying to make him feel good.
He was an All-State receiver.
Exactly. All-State, okay. I know a lot of All-State receivers didn't make it to the NFL, John.
Yeah, but he didn't because he got hurt, man.
Sound like the legend done grown on Cooper. My goodness, John. The legend has grown since he's been away, huh?
He was a highly ranked prospect come out of high school.
Did your mom tell you about Cooper?
No. I've seen 30 for 30s on Cooper, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have written this guy off, man.
I'm just saying you act like he's going to be a Hall of Fame receiver, John.
We will never know. We will never know.
Come on,
bro. Ask people, man. The real ones know about
what'd he run, a 4.7?
4.2.
Give me a break, you liar.
People are asking, is Big Ben a Hall of Famer? Absolutely, Big Ben is a Hall of Famer. No questions asked.
Well, it's going to be the numbers, right?
I mean,
how many times has he thrown for 5,000 yards?
He won two Super Bowls, and he's a six-time Pro Bowler, and he's two times he led the league in NFL passing yards.
Well, what about the off-the-field stuff?
No, he is a Hall of Famer. There is no question he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, 363 touchdowns, 56,545 yards. If we are putting Eli in, we are damn sure putting in.
Where was Eli? 55, 56? Wasn't it almost the same amount of yards?
Oh, yes. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He's got two Super Bowls, and he's a six-time Pro Bowler. That's more than Eli, and he's led the NFL twice, Jason, in passing yards. He's a Hall of Famer. Big Ben is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's basically done 5,000 like three times. Yeah, twice.
I mean, come on.
42, 42, and then the 49.
Do you agree? You think Big Ben's a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
I think he's a Hall of Famer, too.
Because of the numbers.
I think Cooper Manning's a Hall of Famer.
We know you think that.
Put him in.
No.
I mean, you want to cast that man to Siberia.
No, I didn't. You just said his son's the next big thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm hearing.
So the possibility is not because he came from Cooper.
In 2025, when Arch Manning is leading the country in yards at Ole Miss.
His name is Arch?
Arch, yes. Okay. When he's leading I want you to remember this 6 years from now.
He ain't going to Ole Miss.
Where's he going?
He's going to go somewhere else.
He has to go to Ole Miss.
Might go to Tennessee. No, he doesn't.
I guess he has to go. He ain't going to Tennessee, given everything that's happening there.
They got time to get that thing back right.
Maybe Peyton will be the coach at Tennessee by that time.
Not after what he saw against Georgia State. He was there.
But when he's leading the league, wherever he is, hell, he might be at Memphis. Who knows? If he's leading the league, leading the country in passing yards, I want you to remember this conversation. remember this conversation where you wrote off Cooper Manning's athletic ability, and I'm going to say, I told you so.
Yeah, mark it. I'm sure you'll have it marked down. You'll remember.
Look what Cooper could have done if he was healthy as a receiver. All right, we'll come back. Travis King going to join us. We will talk to him about the weekend that he is putting on. Memphis basketball legends, looking forward to this. That's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
I have goals. I work hard, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. And since my scooter gets 89 miles per gallon, I'm not worried about gas prices. Just a little bit goes a long way. My scooter is reliable, affordable, and fun. No more waiting for a bus or a ride to pick me up. With my scooter from My City Rides, I go where I want, when I want, on a ride I own. My City Rides has everything I need to get started. They taught me how to ride, gave me a helmet, gloves, and a riding jacket, and they even take care of preventive maintenance for me. The best part is that when my lease is paid off, I get to own my ride and all the gear outright. My City Rides helps hardworking Memphians of all shapes and sizes own their independence. For just $90 a month, lease to own a brand new motor scooter. Learn more by going to MyCityRides.org. That's MyCityRides.org.
The Internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network. Set curfews with parental controls and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add xFi Advantage for enhanced network security, safer browsing, and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill and autopay. Ends 9/24/19. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Hi, I'm Archie, a Pep Boys service tech and tire expert. Your brakes aren't the only thing stopping you in place. Your tires help, too. Engineered to grip slick roads, travel long distances, and improve driver handling, a set of quality tires can take you far. So play it safe. Stop in for a free tire check by a Pep Boys pro.
Now through September 29th, get $100 off a set of four select Goodyear tires after manufacturer mail-in rebate. See details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Visit a Pep Boys service and tire center today.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's the wingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
Welcome to Lunch with Larry. Today we're talking to someone who has really achieved the impossible. Gary, you figured it out.
But all I did was get a close, comfortable shave at a fair price with Harry's.
But so many guys have been overpaying for decades.
Yeah, but Harry's offers high-quality shaving supplies, like durable German blades at an affordable price.
Wow, Gary, you're truly a shaving trailblazer. Harry's, now available at Walmart, Target, and harrys.com/radio.
If you like piña coladas, get
spilled your piña colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker, and is two times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain. Bounty, the quicker picker up.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We were talking a little bit earlier today about what's going on this weekend in Memphis. It's the Memphis Basketball Legends Weekend. A lot of things going on this weekend. Travis King is here. He's helping put it together. He's organized all of this, and he's here in studio. Travis, what's up, man?
All good. What's going on, fellas?
How you doing this? You got all these big names coming in. You got, and you look as smooth and as cool as ever, like you expect the thing to go off without a hitch. I'd be nervous. What about you? You don't seem to be.
Nah, never nervous, man. I got, when you got God on your side, who can be against you?
Amen. Amen.
Nah, it's all good, man. I appreciate you guys bringing me on.
How long have you been putting this together? How long have you had this idea that you wanted to do something like this?
So honestly, I came up with this idea with Penny in November 2016. I sent him an email. I was working with a company, Relativity Media, at the time, and I pitched a guy on a documentary about Memphis basketball. I said there were three things as a kid, that way that we felt like we could make it in Memphis as a black kid, and that was basketball, music, or drugs. Like, that was what it was. So I pitched this guy on a movie on all these basketball legends, all these music legends that came from here, you know, from Elvis Presley, Justin Timberlake, Al Green, Isaac Hayes, Aretha Franklin, to some of the biggest drug lords, from Craig Pettis. Steve Woods, Ronnie Woods, the mayor, G-Train from Lemoyne Gardens. These are all guys we saw as young guys playing basketball, and rappers. We all grew up together. So I pitched a guy on the story. He said, man, what is it? I said, it's, you know, Welcome to M-Town. It's, you know, it's got everything in it. And he said, how are you going to get all these people together? I said, well, man, I think we can throw a basketball family reunion and get all these people in one spot.
Wow. Yeah. And that's what this is.
I pitched it to Penny. He said, man, that would be great for the city. He was coaching at East at the time. We met in November with a guy from Pro Camps, talked about Penny's fantasy camp, which is going on this weekend as well, which is a big part of this entire event. Obviously, you know, some of the stuff has middle school guys, so Penny can't be involved with that. So
right.
He has a fantasy camp where guys are coming in to live the Penny Hardaway fantasy during the same weekend. But, yeah, we talked about it, and I said this would be a good time for us to throw a celebrity game and put it together and shoot a documentary on it.
So this documentary is going to come off of this. This is going to be kind of be like the kickoff, the tip start
exactly,
of the whole thing.
Exactly. So everybody that'll be out there, as long as they sign a waiver, they'll be in the documentary.
Yeah.
Welcome to M-Town.
That's there awesome. Ain't no better place to do that documentary than here.
No question. So.
And there are so many people
realize
who
this
still
was all
don't
part
know.
Of it. Yeah. Excuse my big eyes, because I didn't realize that this was all part of the deal of what you're doing.
Well, I didn't want people to just jump on board so they can get in a movie. I wanted people to jump on board so they really could, if they love Memphis basketball and love Memphis. So, I actually have a guy, Joe Fitch. He's known as Joe Gotti, Young Spike on Instagram, and he's shooting. It's all Memphis cast. We've got Drummer Boy, who's from Memphis, that graduated from Cordova, who's, you know, several nominated for Grammys. Yeah. He's doing the soundtrack and the score. One of my close friends is actually helping produce it. So, and then Penny's, you know, I think he's going to be an executive producer. So, yeah, we're going to shoot a lot of it that weekend. You know, we've got William Bedford. We've got, you know, Elliot Pierre, all these guys that are coming back to give back and to be a part of it, so we can get all the legendary coaches and everybody from the neighborhood and all these legendary stories from, like, my story, seeing Snap score 72 points, 51 at the half in the 19 and under state at Old Shelby State. Guys just coming out and telling stories about guys they saw.
Man, Snap was so cold.
That's dope.
Super cold.
We could do a whole hour on how cold Snap was.
Unbelievable. I saw the kid go 5 games in a row with 45-plus points at the 1900 Nationals in Charlotte. It's unbelievable.
John, it was a skinny beast.
Yeah, he was.
Is what that meant. and you've got opportunities for the youths as well on Friday with the symposium, all that.
The most important thing to me is I'm going back to my high school, the great Kirby High School. I know Kirby was in the news for some problems last year with the actual school, but – our principal over there, Dr. Stephen Hunter, is, and I know I didn't say that right, but Dr. Hunter is a great guy. He's rebuilding the legacy that we built at Kirby. Kirby in the early 90s, early 80s and 90s, we had one of the strongest sports programs, and we were the most diverse high school in Memphis, you know, White Station, Ridgeway, but we were Shelby County. Yeah. So, you know, we take a lot of pride in our school. So we're doing a free symposium for any high school, any college student that wants to get into sports management, sports media, or sports marketing, which is
That's
multi-billion dollar business. Yeah. Everybody on the panel, six-figure salaries and up, that are from Memphis, Tennessee, that did not play professional sports, but all work in sports at some capacity, and going to tell people how they can get into this business and how they can crack into it. And we're giving away four internships at a sports agency and a marketing company over the spring and summer. So it's free. We're feeding them. We're going to give away tickets to the game on Sunday to these guys. And Nike, one of our sponsors, stepped in and said every kid that attends will get 40% off at the Nike. They'll get into the Nike employee store the following week and get 40% off all week.
All right. Well, we got to make sure we tweet all them.
Kid in Memphis ain't going to want to jump on this opportunity?
Well, we've got a few more spots left. I mean, a lot of guys, and I hear these parents complaining on social media, there's never anything for our kids to do this, that, and the third. If you don't take advantage of this, there was nothing like this when I was coming up. I got blessed by the grace of God to get into the sports agency business. And for us to be able to give internships to people, I don't care if you went to Lausanne or if you went to Booker T. Washington, if you come in with dream, drive, and hard work, we're going to find you and we're going to give you an opportunity.
Oh, man, you want to be a part of that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Now, I would recommend to the young kids go into the sports marketing and sports agency as opposed to sports media. The money is in the marketing part of that, the agency part of it, as we're sports media.
Yeah,
so
the money is where you went to, not where him went to.
Well, I mean, unless you become Stephen A. Smith.
I mean, you become Stephen A., but at the end of the day, you know, what I've learned in this, and I've been in – pro sports for 19 years and amateur before that. And I try to tell people, like, I'm 46 years old. I've never had another job outside of basketball. And I'm blessed for that because I love the game. So whether I was making millions of dollars or whether I was making $40,000 or $50,000 a year, I would be blessed at doing what I love to do. So I don't think, as far as the money, it's true. You want to be a sports agent, I tell guys all the time, it's a great business. It affords you a great life. But guess what? There's 6,000 sports agents.
Yep.
There's only 450 players.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And out of those 450 players, the top 10 agencies represent 80% of them. So you've got 6,999 agents stationed 40 or 50 guys.
Yeah.
Odds are against you. So it might be better for me to try to get on ESPN 92.
No, you're right.
The media.
No, you're right. No, you're right about that.
Well, for the folks that want to follow through and follow up on this opportunity, it's Friday night at Kirby. What are the details?
Friday night at Kirby. So the whole weekend, Friday night at Kirby, we have the free symposium. We've got Devin Steele on from iHeartMedia. We've got Natasha Ashworth at FedEx.
Called Doc Holliday on that.
Doc Holliday's the moderator, my good friend Doc. Shalom, brother, and then Natasha Ashworth, I think I might have said her, from FedEx, and Clint Dowdle, who I just went to lunch with, who, you know, is one of my dearest friends in the world, and I'm the most multicultural person out here, so don't use the term. I try to describe people for who they are, but he is the toughest white athlete that has ever come through Memphis.
He's the toughest.
The last 25 years, I coached him personally. You know, not too many guys got Mr. Football and Mr. Basketball in the state championships, and he works for CAA and Jimmy Sexton. He's one of the most successful young college coaching agents out there, and you know, we've known each other for 21 years, and it's just good. Basketball brought us together, and look, we're 21 years later. We're competing agencies, but we went to lunch together and told each other we loved each other because it was great to see him, and he came out, no hesitation. He's got to be at Auburn and whoever they're playing on Saturday.
Yeah.
He's going to come in, do our thing for free, and go catch that game. So that's what relationships are about, and that's what Friday's about.
Well, it's Memphis too. Like that's the great part about it. And there's a part of this too. There's an element of this that's sort of in Lorenzen Wright's honor too, right?
Oh, no question. And that really, originally the Friday night part was not even on the bill. That just came about when I went to Kirby and saw what a great job he was doing over there. I felt like I needed to do something at Kirby. But originally, I was with Miss Deborah Marion Lorenz's mom.
And yes.
This is about 6 months ago, and I decided to try to help keep Ren's legacy alive. You know, I felt like he got some bad press. There were a lot of stories floating out there.
No doubt.
And this is the first guy that I coached. William Anderson's my best friend. A lot of people know that. We've been friends since we were in kindergarten. He's the head coach at Lemoyne in college. He wanted to be a college coach. I wanted to be an agent. And our first time coaching AAU together, we went to Baton Rouge, Louisiana to the 15 and under national championship. Rodney Hamilton, who's the director of basketball ops at Memphis, yep. was our point guard. Hayward Anderson, who's Will's brother, who's the detective at Germantown Police, was the two guard, and Lorenzo was the center.
Lorenzo was the center.
We were only 3 years older than these guys.
Wow.
We were trying to coach them. And literally, this was our first time going out of town, 19 years old, Will's 19, best friends, and we both have the total opposite coaching philosophies. So if it wasn't for Herb Wright, Coach Herb Wright, Lorenzo's dad, for being the mediator and teaching us how to coach a top five player in the country, we would have probably killed ourselves and not made it out of pool play. But long story short, it was
maybe
great.
Killed him too.
Yeah. And we weren't gonna kill him. He would have killed us. But long story short, we ended up finishing fourth in the nation. And Lorenzo's always been dear to us. He gave us our start. We've always been friends. And, you know, his kids, he came back and coached in our AAU program and coached, you know, Snoop and his other boys in our program.
Yeah.
And everybody knows the story. And what I just didn't want to do, again, history, if you do not keep it alive and talk about it, then it dies off. There's a group of people who don't know who Larry Finch is. These kids have never seen Penny Hardaway play.
I know.
These kids don't know who Lorenzen was.
That's why I'm glad you're doing this for Loren. Because
exactly.
So many of these kids think it's the wrong story, right? They associate with those bad stories that were told about
right.
him that were obviously false.
Right.
And they don't know how much he loved Memphis.
Right. So there were some rumors out there that was at Penny's house. We do have a nice estate in East Memphis. So it's going to be a private party. We're doing a private fundraiser for Lorenzen. We're also donating half the money to the Angel Moms of Memphis, which is a group that's dear to me, 46 moms whose children have been murdered by gun violence.
Mm.
And they've got a group getting together. So I thought it was a perfect synergy to bring those two together and us raise money for them, especially with all the stuff that's going on in the news right now. So that's going to be on Saturday, and Penny's agreed to host that. We've got Amari Stoudemire coming to town. Zeebo, just talked to Zeebo. He's flying in for it.
Big time.
We've got a lot of the local business owners that are there that are going to be participating in Penny's experience. And then, you know, we've got DeJuan Wagner and OG and Darius Washington and Jeremy Hunt and Willie Kemp and all the old Tigers coming. And they're going to be playing Lester Hudson and Ashley Shields.
And that's
Amari.
On Sunday?
Yes, and Mo Williams, they're going to be playing on Sunday, but they're playing after the Little Legends game,
okay.
which will be the top 6th, 7th, and 8th graders in the city. We're bringing back the legendary coaches, Coach Ted Anderson, Coach Jimmy Adams, who I talked to this morning, Coach Terry Tippett, who I owe a call to, and Coach Big Time, Coach Sylvester Ford
Big
from
time.
Fairley. So that's going to be the Little Legends game, the celebrity game, and we're shooting for $25,000. We're picking one person out of the city to come shoot for a contest for $25,000. We also got free tickets to the Tigers games that we're going to give away, tickets to Lemoyne Owens game we're going to give away. And after the game, we're feeding the community. If you go to the game, we've got a family day outside. There's an auxiliary football field that sits right outside of the field house. We'll have free food. We've got the Y on the Fly. They'll be out face painting. We've got Retusha Spears, former coach at Kirby. He's got a bouncy house business. We're going to have 7 or 8 bounce houses out there. We've got iHeartMedia DJing. Hopefully you guys will be out there. We've got a voter registration drive, which County Commissioner Mikhail Lowry put together and Senator Katrina Robinson. We've got health fair. I think I said that. All kind of
you
stuff.
Got it
man.
All covered.
Hey, we got it all covered, man. And I need some sleep. I'm going to Africa next week.
Are you really going to Africa next week? That's a whole nother subject.
I'm going to Paris, but yeah, go ahead.
How can folks get tickets for the event? Where do they need it? If they want to do that right now, listen to you.
All they need to do is go to It is monumental. ITISMONUMENTAL. It is monumental.com.
Okay.
Go to events, and then you can look on and see everything but the Lorenzen event, which is the private event. But there are links there. Ticket prices, we're almost, Sunday is almost sold out, and Friday is free, but we're closing that down. Because there's only, I think, 40 or 50 spots left on that.
Okay, so if somebody wanted to fill those 40 or 50 spots on Friday, some of those used, what would they do right now?
Go right now to monumental.com, look on Friday, click on the link, send their registration, and they're all good, and they'll get a free ticket to the game.
This is big time, bro.
It's like an almost
week-long event. You're going to plan on doing this every year?
Every year. We're moving it next year. I can already give you the date, because next year we'll have the game certified by the NBPA. The only reason we moved it to September this year is because the Tigers were going to the Bahamas.
Yep.
And we didn't want to have two back-to-back events where we were bringing a lot of the Memphis fans out. And they, you know, wasn't a cheap trip.
That's why I wasn't there.
Yeah, so next year it'll be July the 31st through August the 2nd.
Okay.
The game will be certified. I've already got 10 commitments from current NBA players. So we're going to probably change the format up a little bit next year. Because I don't want the Tigers to get beat down, the former Tiger. But we'll be able to put Will Barton and some of these other guys on the Tiger team that are playing in the league right now. So I think it'll be great.
This is awesome. I love it. As a Memphian, I don't know how you can't, you know.
I appreciate it, man. I hope we have everybody down there. Like I said, we got a lot of other surprises. Oh, 11 a.m. doors open on Sunday.
Okay.
We've got a legendary autograph session for free. So
some of these Tiger legends that
you might have coaches. The guys can walk in and get Penny Hardaway or Dwight Boyd or Elliot Perry or Amari Stoudemire's autograph and come, you know, as a kid, those guys didn't come.
Yeah,
we didn't have the Grizzlies.
Either.
Those guys didn't come to Memphis then.
Yeah.
Until Penny and those guys got in the league and Magic and them. Remember, Penny had a celebrity weekend. We just never saw those guys but on TV. So they're literally flying in town to be with Penny at his experience and come out and support. And I'm about to put a post up. People don't realize Amari has big ties to Memphis because he committed to Cal.
He did.
And him and Quintel, who are going to be playing together in this game.
Quintel is coming as well?
Quintel is playing. They both committed together. They both were in the 2002 draft together.
Yep.
And then Z-Bo, obviously Quinn and Z-Bo played together. Amari and Z-Bo are really tight, and he was in the 2001 draft. So it's going to be not only just Memphis and I told those guys, y'all are Memphis basketball. Z-Bo is a Memphis basketball legend,
even though
he wasn't born here. You know,
big part of his career.
Mike Miller's a Memphis basketball legend, even though he wasn't born here. So,
can you tell me real fast to solve one? Because every time we either promote that we're having you on, or I talk about you or being somebody's agent, there's this brother named David Joyner. The toughest white dude you ever coached was brother Daddle. David Joyner, whose kid is apparently
coach David Joyner.
That's what he tells me every time. Like, where does he rank on the good list? Because, dude, number one, he's Joe Jackson's biggest fan. But number two, he played for you and for William, and he always says, I was so good.
He was good.
Mentioned to TK that I'm out here.
David was a good player.
Where'd he come out of?
Did he go to Kirby?
Is he Kirby?
He went to Kirby.
Okay. So he's not lying.
He went to Kirby. He was younger. He wasn't that much younger.
How many white kids you coach?
A lot of good ones, too. I mean, a lot of good ones. I coached Shavik Randolph that ended up going to the NBA.
Randolph, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of good ones. But I just say about Clint, man, there wasn't anybody better. Like, you know, tough is one thing. There's been a lot of good players here. But this kid got MVP of the state with four broken ribs and still went out and threw the ball for 250 yards. Then he went
and dropped
25 points a night against Mr. Basketball. And when Christian Brothers went over there, did they beat Memphis that year? Did Josh and them lose to Christian Brothers one year?
Yeah, they did.
I think they lost to an exhibition.
I don't know, I think
he was on that team.
It was 2014.
He's 30.
He's too old for that.
Well, I know he clipped them at the FedEx Forum for about 29 or 30 points at Christian Brothers. So he's just an athlete. And, you know, Phil Fulmer gave him a job, created a job for him at UT.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't play college football, so they created a job for him there. He goes on to be an assistant AD at Bowling Green, assistant AD at Kansas State. Then Jimmy Sexton searches him out to be a college coaching agent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Kid's just a star.
I saw you in the Bahamas. I know you have to be careful, like with what we asked you, I guess. But what did you like? What you saw
from that team.
I loved it.
This seems like it's going to be something else.
I love the whole thing. I love the fact that there were 550 Tiger fans there that didn't learn about it till 2 months before the event.
Yep.
Can you imagine if they would have had 7-8 months to plan?
Yeah.
Memphis basketball is back. I think Coach, I think Penny and the staff have done an excellent job. I think with Sam departing and bringing in Cody and Mike being elevated and just them having a year together, watching how they teach the game to these guys and just the level of player. I mean, I feel like that team has five NBA players on it right now. It could be more.
Good grief.
Yeah.
You've coached. He said that he wants to press, and as a result of that, guy's going to have to be in shape. So I'm going to have to play 10, 11, 12 guys. You really think that's how it comes out? Or by the time it's done, does he tighten up and go to a rotation of 8 or 9, you know, like we normally see?
I hadn't seen too many championship teams that can play 11 players. I think, blowouts they can. I think when you get to playing, you get to March Madness and conference tournament time, that rotation is 8 or 9.
Right.
But I think that's what makes having a lot of talent great, because that makes practices really better than the games, because you're going to go in there and go hard and nobody can relax.
I heard Cody was one of the best development guys, if not the best in the NBA.
No question. When Penny, he told me he was considering him, and I'd known Cody. Cody played, Amari and I had a pro summer league, pro-am in Phoenix for about 5 years.
Okay.
And Cody, probably one of the tougher white guys I've seen, came in to that summer league and averaged probably 30 points a game. So we connected then.
Got you.
He was still playing ball overseas and, have always he worked with Gannon Baker, so he always worked Amari out throughout the year, so it was a no-brainer when he told me that he had an opportunity to get him. I was like, man, that's the guy you should get. So,
I wish we could have you on for a weekly segment, because you know everything. Nah. In there. I know you can't. You can't. Yeah, I know you can't do that.
Penny's got a podcast coming on, and I think he let me be the co-host. So I think I'm going to be his co-host.
So it's like it's just
it ain't going to be no competition.
Now I see.
We're going to bring you on the show. It's all family,
man.
It's Memphis. That's the problem
with
us. We can never get together.
That again, brother. We always tearing the other one down instead of supporting it. Isn't that right?
Especially the AAU scene, man. You guys need to give it up. Quit all that. Let's reunite basketball. It's a big announcement coming Sunday. AAU basketball announcement.
I think I might have an idea of what that
is. Huge announcement coming Sunday. If you want to come to the game, I mean, it's a huge announcement. I'm going to give you guys 20 tickets to give away to the game, too, if you can give them away on the show. Man, Jason and John, don't be going in the neighborhood, man, trying to exchange the tickets for some groceries or something.
Man, I will.
I'm just kidding.
You know I will. For tickets, itismonumental.com?
Itismonumental.com.
Get over there.
Yeah.
This sounds like it's going to be one you don't want to miss.
Follow us on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram. I need my followers up.
Okay. What's your Instagram name?
International T King. I don't know why they call me that.
International T King. It's because you're going to Paris next week.
You're worldly, brother.
You're going to Paris, man. You're living up to the name, bro.
Man, thank you for your time, and thank you for putting this together. Sounds like it's going to be
good
for the entire city, and definitely for some use. Hey, give it up free internships.
It's all God, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate Penny. I appreciate Memphis, what all Memphis has done for us. If it weren't for this city, if it weren't for the mentors, the guys that we're bringing back,
amen,
I wouldn't be who I am today. And, just want to give back.
Dig, that he is you. Travis King. It is monumental.com. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, ODTR and FM, ESPN.
Police officer Darren Hall.
As Memphis mayor, nothing is more exciting to me than swearing in new police officers.
Police officer Teresa Gavin.
This is Jim Strickland. Since taking office, we have been aggressively recruiting more police to rebuild a police force that had been dangerously depleted.
Police officer Daniel Rodriguez.
Today, we have more than 450 new officers, the first net gain of officers in 7 years.
Police officer Reginald Robinson.
And we are continuing to recruit even more. Because with more officers patrolling our streets, with more programs for our young people, we can build a city where every neighborhood is safe.
Jim Strickland, leadership matters. You can early vote at any location September 13th through September 28th. Paid for by friends of Jim Strickland, Paula Casey, treasurer.
It's hot outside, but there is something that's hotter than the temperatures these days, and you guessed it. It's the deals at James Davis. This is Gary Parish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. But you need to understand, they have so much more than suits. They have 5 pocket pants in every fabric and fit. And good news, the brand new Stant Custom Fit fabrics for fall have arrived. I know you've heard me talk about these Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get 3 measurements, take it at James Davis, and 10 minutes later, you're going to have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in just 9 days. They start at only $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get Stant Custom Fit shirts, you'll never buy off the rack again. Paul Bettany suits are still 2 for only $7.95 at James Davis. So if you got a wedding party, don't rent tuxedos. That's a waste. Get suits for your groomsmen, suits that fit perfectly and can be used again. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
You can win a trip to the Super Bowl in the $150,000 NFL Pick'em promotion at Horseshoe Tunica, September 3rd through December 29th. Select your free pick every Tuesday through Sunday for a chance to win a share of $5,000 weekly. Be one of the top 10 guests at the end of the regular season and receive a share of $65,000 in prizes, with the top prize of 2 tickets to Super Bowl 54 and $20,000 in cash.
Horseshoe Tunica, official sponsor of the NFL. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4720.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
The Mid-South Fair at the Lander Center, September 19th through 29th. Visit MidSouthFair.com.
Workplace injury, dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Landers Auto Sales, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's where you need to go. Why? Because they got the widest selection in the Mid-South. They got one of the best teams in the Mid-South. They got large SUVs, small SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is you need, they got you covered out there on the lot. If they don't have what you want, don't worry, let them know. They're going to go find it for you. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check them out on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us on the show today, Joe Theismann, Clay Travis, and, of course, Travis King. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're going.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Get in and win the 92.9 ATC Fitness College Football Pickoff. Log on to 92.9ESPN.com. Make your college football picks. Make your picks before kickoff. Collect points and you could win. Weekly winners get a 4-month free premium membership to ATC Fitness. And one grand prize winner gets a $500 gift card to Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool, $500 in gift cards to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, and a master-built digital smoker from 92.9ESPN.com.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Your home is your comfort zone, and you take great pride in the tiny details that make it home. The same attention should be given to your home comfort system. Whether it's a simple tune-up to keep your system in top operating condition, or it's time to consider replacement, Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning is the comfort company you can trust. Family-owned and operated since 1970, we offer fast, friendly, professional service guaranteed. For all your home comfort system needs, call us today at 365-4260 or visit us at LandmarkHeatingAndAir.com. Landmark!
Listen up, Memphis. Everybody's favorite fitness center, ATC Fitness, is kicking it up a notch with newly added hydromassage lounges in all of our locations. Stop in today for a free demo. It's the most relaxing, refreshing, and rejuvenating thing you can do for yourself on the market today. And it's included in our premium membership. Come on in. You deserve it. Check us out online at atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Ready to get away to a place that's uniquely magical? Then enter for a chance to win a uniquely Orlando sweepstakes. Go to visitorlando.com and enter to win an Orlando vacation, including a four-night hotel, theme park tickets, and more. Enter at visitorlando.com/trip.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Hewlett & Dunn, nestled on Old Town Square in Collierville, has 4,000 square feet of the largest boot selection in 200 miles. International boot legends Luke Casey, Double H, Red Wing, Ariat, Justin, and Tony Lama. Hewlett & Dunn has rubber hunting boots by Dryshod and recently has expanded the selection of safety work boots.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.